Guys, come on. It's your responsibility that matters the most. How do you actually live the way you live when you're exposed to so much positivity in the world? You can literally just go on social media and see people killing it, see people crushing it, exposing you to what's actually possible. And yeah, there's a lot of fake shit out there, 100%, but if you guard your inputs, you can navigate through the noise and find certain things, certain people, certain characters on the internet that do really cool shit for a good cause that will allow you to now see that life is for fucking living, you know? We're human beings at the end of the day. Not just human doings, you're just doing too much rather than just being. And think about this, right? See, when your fucking kids look you in the eyes, your partner, your friends, whatever it may be, when you look at them right back, eye to eye, how the fuck do you actually feel? Think about it. All the times you failed to do what you said you were going to do, all the promises that you decided to cut, all of the times that you said you were going to finally get chopped up, get lean, change job, ask the person out, and you just didn't do it. All the times you fail to do what you said you were going to fucking do, and you drop into a low frequency and start thinking all negative, all selfish, me, 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 my wants, my needs, my fucking desires. Quit being so about you, motherfucker, honestly. Quit being so much about you. And everyone's like, yeah, fill your own cup, serve yourself first. I get that. But you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for yourself to serve others at a higher capacity. So fuck ever being about you. Have you seen you? Jesus. Because when you just focus solely on the outcome, where I'm going to be, how I'm going to get it, da-da-da-da-da. You cut corners, guys. You just cut corners. All you should ever care about is holding up your motherfucking word every single fucking day. And when January 1st comes this year, like in 2024, and your fat ass is pulling up, your fat ass, titty having, bitch, titties, oh my God. And you actually decide, you know what, I hate the way I look, I hate the way I feel. I'm going to get chopped up this year, I'm going to drop the fat. I might even finally inspire those around me. See that commitment. That commitment to yourself, that commitment to others, that will change everything. And that's what you baby boys lack. That's what you cupcakes fucking lack. You think you're doing it, but you're weak. You can't play with commitment like this. Like, see, if you're going to do something, fucking do it. But don't just commit to yourself, your word. Commit to your family, commit to your friends, commit to those that you actually care about, because when you break that bond, break that trust with those who want you to succeed, you fail not only yourself, but you fail them. So they will hold you to a higher standard. Because the thing is, everyone wants the results, everyone wants the love, the status, the appreciation, but you don't hold that promise to allow it to even happen, because life's a fucking mirror, not a window. And everything that you project, that possesses you, you know? But see, when you flip that switch, guys, this is the thing. When you finally flip that switch and you start serving others over your own little wants, that's when you level up. The thing is, guys, I've been all walks of life. I've been an absolute shithead with a great physique. I've had a shit physique and been a great dude. I've made money, I've lost money, I've built a business, I've regressed in business, I've worked jobs that I hate, I've worked jobs I love, I've been around amazing people, I've been around the worst types of people. And that's why I can see both sides. I ain't no happy-go-lucky motherfucker, right? I'm not that Mr. Positive guy, I'm not. I've walked through the fire myself, I know what it's like to be going through what you're going through. The thing is, if you don't like the way I communicate, you don't like my message, and you can't connect to it, that's fine. It's all good, baby. It is all good. But see, with my message, if my content, my podcast, the way I speak, the way I call you guys out, if my message gives you those chills, then fuck. You know you're downloading that good energy. You know you're hearing what you want to hear, even when you don't want to hear it. And the thing is, I'm going to stay hard on you motherfuckers until you're ready. Follow me, don't follow me, watch my content, don't watch my content. I know I'm compounding. And you know where to find me. I'll be waiting. You know where I'm at. You know where to go. So guys, start learning true freedom by actually living in alignment with your character. Get out your own fucking way. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to others. And let's fucking go. I love you guys, but I hate what you're doing to yourselves. Let's fucking go!